I did. Now I don't. I heard a beep. Okay.
Oh, no. People talking either.
Remember, cutting across, people talking and people watching are different things.
I got you.
So when you watch, and remember, if they're watching, remember you want to talk both ways.
Oh, that's what we have to put up there.
Somebody have to talk what?
Lizzie. Did you watch the?
Yeah, you got to put her up there, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go put her up. Why won't this hold my phone?
Right there. That way. No. Yeah.
My phone is no different than anybody else's phone.
Mm-hmm.
Phone holder. You're prejudiced against me.
There's the marker.
Good morning. How are you this morning? That's good. Welcome to Tracy and Friends. We're here. I think we're working too. Let's see how this works. And we're live on Facebook. I don't need that. Do you guys know who Beto is?
Everybody knows who Beto is. What are you talking about?
Okay. Everybody knows who Beto is.
I didn't get any response from my Facebook post.
Everybody thinks they know who Jesus is too, but they don't know.
If you put him on a board, they know.
And we are live.
I can see.
You are live.
I need to lose 20 pounds.
Sorry?
I need to lose 20 pounds. So I don't know.
We are live. We are live. We are live.
I'm not here on the station.
Huh?
You're
not supposed to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not yet. Not till we get that breakout box.
Right now, as long as I got what's working, I'm not griping about nothing.
There it is.
I don't know what that bleed is. We can mute that thing now. It's almost time for us to go up. I don't know what that bleed is.
I found it. That was Beto.
Oh.
Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number is working, and so you can give us a call, and we want to hear from you. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I'm in studio with Jeff Green and Mark Manchi. I'm Tracy Winbush, and you are in the Window World studio. And want to thank...
That's Window World. That's Window World.
Do you have to sing everything?
Yes. Back? There's a song for everything. Life is a song.
So you have to sing everything?
Yes.
You don't have to sing everything, Jeffrey.
Yes, I do.
Is that what that is?
Yes. Life is a song,
how did
Tracy.
How you know that?
Life is a song.
Life is a song?
Life is a song.
Everything you touch is a song?
Everything you touch
Jeff, everything
is a song.
But you don't have to sing everything. It's okay.
That's the whinings.
And your point is, I love them too.
It's not about loving. It's about the song fits the time.
Do you have to sing
it? Yes.
Then I'm a singer. Are you going to sing?
I can't do that this morning on account of because I got post-nasal drip.
I got a question. I go to the doctor. And where did they get this idea that it's a good thing to take some... a neti pot, a teapot, and pour it up your nose, and it's going to make
right
you feel
through.
Better.
That does not look. I see that advertisement on television, and I'm thinking, no. I don't think I want to do that. Although I do the salt water thing.
But I mean, it's like taking. Oh, we got a teapot.
It goes through here and comes out there, and I'm thinking, no. I don't think I
got a question for you. Who sat down one day and said, here's a teapot. Let's see what happens if we put it up our nose and what comes out.
Well, it probably
who
works.
Who did that?
It cleans your sinus passages out, but I don't think it's anything that I want to do. It doesn't look like fun. I mean, I can do enough stuff to my body that's not fun. I don't think I want to do that.
But my question to you is, Mark, who is the first person to turn the teapot up to the nose?
I think somebody who has really bad post-nasal drip.
It's like Breeze Wright. Who's the one to put the Band-Aid on their nose and said, this is a good idea?
Yes, yes.
I mean, every now and then people come up with these great ideas, but somebody had to be the first one to say, I think I'll try this.
There's lots of things in modern-day life you wonder, why?
Who
you
did
know,
that first?
Why? I don't.
Who was the guinea pig to say,
this is a good idea? Who did that first?
Who did that first? Who said, you know, I think I'm just going to take this and And there are other products like that. I can't think of off the top of the head that we can talk about.
Well, I think anyone you buy on TV, you know, you get, you know, buy one, get another one free, just pay a separate fee.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
I mean, I've never figured that one out. You know,
well,
it's not free.
Well, it's free. It's just,
but it pays a separate fee.
But
well,
then
that's for shipping.
But then
well,
shipping and handling.
They used to say shipping
processing.
And handling. Why don't they say processing or shipping and handling?
Because they have to do it in 30 seconds and 60 seconds, and they have to cut words. They say, and just for another fee, you can have.
Yeah.
By Ronco, you know what I bought? One of those Shark vacuum cleaners.
That works.
That
they work
not only good, it's fantastic.
They work.
I love that machine.
They work.
That thing grabs all my stuff off the carpet. My carpet said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Listen, we're going to have Fred Moran come on. And when we have him come on,
yeah,
we have to ask him, whose idea was it to stand on the window? I mean, you got to understand. Whose idea was it to say?
Who did it first?
Who? I mean, what did you just say? Well, I know these windows are strong. They're great. You know how straight they are? I think I'm going to stand on it.
Well, stand on the window. Go stand on the window.
Go stand on the who stands on glass and whose idea was it to stand on the glass?
I don't know, but it's effective. That goes down as one of the great local television commercials. There have been several of those commercials over the years that stand out. You know,
the jingle.
Fred's close to the top of the list.
Yeah. I'll leave it alone because I was going to go back into the best political one was our congressman to the south here when he said he got rid of the guy. He said because he's got this American Excess car.
Are you talking about Strickland?
Bill Johnson. He beat out the funeral director from down.
Sure didn't. He said you had the. What did he say?
He said let's cut up his American Excess card.
It worked.
It was so true.
It was true.
You remember?
God rest his soul, because he's gone.
You remember Gordon Ward?
Yes.
Now, who's Gordon Ward?
Gordon Ward had appliances. He had appliances store back in the 50s and 60s.
I don't know.
He had the 11:30 spot on all the television networks on Friday nights. And he'd stand up there and he'd go, you're talking about refrigerators, you're talking about Gordon Ward. You're talking about ovens, you're talking about Gordon Ward. We got deals for you. And he'd hold the signs and the signs would be upside down.
Are you serious?
And he was old.
He was old. And I couldn't figure out whether he did it on purpose for the shtick, you know.
It worked for him.
And now they have an expressway named for him going into Sheridan.
That's
it's the
right.
Gordon Ward Expressway.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he came on after Don Gardner.
Don Donovan Sports.
That's
WKBN.
Right.
WKBN. Yeah.
Way before my time.
Yeah, but Gordon Ward was on for years. I remember watching him on my grandmother's house. They lived on East Florida, and I was like 5, 6, 7 years old, and it was hysterical.
Now, listen, guys, I got to tell you
about refrigerators.
Listen, I got to tell you guys something. Last night, I went out to dinner with my uncle and my aunt
from Detroit.
That's my people.
And they were
in Cleveland. I was mentioning it earlier, and we were in Cleveland having dinner on last night, and we began to start talking about Jeff's girlfriend. AOC.
Oh.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
And I say she is a socialist.
Yeah.
Why did I say?
Socialist?
That she was a socialist.
Because she is a socialist.
My uncle.
A rabid socialist.
My uncle.
Came to the defense, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's my favorite uncle. He's my dude. And I'm going... We ought to be able to agree that she's nuts. And she's off the rails.
Did you see?
He said, well, she's good. This is good. She's opening up conversations that Americans need to have because we're the greatest country, but we don't take care of our people.
Oh, my God. See, I can't take
see?
That.
See? But he likes Rachel Maddow, too.
Did he define taking care of people? What does that mean?
I don't know, but I don't know how he doesn't get it.
Listen, if you saw the committee hearing yesterday with the president or the president of Wells Fargo, if I were him, I would have gotten up and walked out the door and told that committee what they could do to themselves.
The president of Wells Fargo.
Well, yeah, she said, "Would you please tell us how come you're funding the caging of children on the border?" And this poor guy's sitting there. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, you explain to me why you're funding
you're
caging of children
this.
On the border.
Right.
Well, Fargo.
Yeah.
Isn't
it's
that a bank?
Yeah. Well, I know that they did some
mislending and they got slapped on the hands and they had to pay some fines and they did some other things. And Wells Fargo's been around a long time. But what do they have to do with immigration?
I don't think he knew.
Yeah. Well.
What does she say, Jeff? Do you understand what she was talking about?
They fund the companies that get the government contracts because you know government contracts don't pay.
But they fund the company. But why would she even bring that into the equation?
Because they were one of the companies that prior to two years ago, did fund the ICE or whoever else was border control, whoever was putting people in, you know, having to detain them. That's the issue, and that's the whole problem. Because they're not thinking what that situation is when you come across that border and they have to detain you because they don't know who you are.
Let's try
this
again. They're
coming with no documentation.
I'm going to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Wells Fargo does not connect with me and border control.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, let me come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I'm so confused. Why would they? I don't get it.
No,
you listen to Tracy and Friends
legitimate
here on WHKZ AM 1440, and our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We want you to call in and talk to us. We'll be right back. Hey, Facebook Live, how you doing today? Larry Long is out there. He's living in Texas now, I believe. You know that?
He wouldn't adopt me either. I was so upset.
And who's out there? Man Baker and Candace Watkins is out there. Harvey, it's good seeing you. And hey, Mark Litton, haven't seen you in a long time. Hope everything was going well. Met Mark. We used to work with Mark when we worked at Stop River Bend, Stop Riverside.
Yeah, whatever.
Stop 26 River Bend.
Uh-huh.
With Mr. Halfacre.
Doing a little good in your neighborhood.
Doing a little good in the neighborhood. So what's new?
I thought you were going to break.
I am at break.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I told you we're at break.
You sounded like you're at break.
I did.
Hanging on like it's real. Like
I did because you're still live.
I can't hear nobody, you know.
How do you know when to come on and off?
Because it's in my ear. You got to follow me.
We're going to have it next week because I'm going to get a break.
But there needs to be a following so that we know.
There needs to be a what?
So it's a good training for us.
Okay.
To follow us through.
Okay.
And then we'll get back around.
Okay.
But that's why.
Okay.
So when you heard me say, huge. I'm going to take a break.
Yes, ma'am.
I get the phone number. And it's working. And it's working.
What? Lie Wapa.
Where?
On Cheaters. That's up on the Great Hope
okay.
of Earth. What's the great hope of Earth? We didn't talk about that. Oh, Beto.
Beto.
I'm coming in. We just did our first. The first segment is bantering.
That's okay.
We're going into Beto.
Okay.
We banters.
You know what? We don't need to banter. We've been on the air for 1,800 years.
You have to banter.
Oh, we've been on it for 1,800 years. Man, oh man. Every time I think back, Tracy, I think back to the little trailer that was about big
outhouse.
As the room.
It wasn't the biggest. The trailer was as big as this room.
Well, yeah.
The whole trailer.
I said the whole trailer was this. Cause
it was in the
bathroom. Over there. And two people couldn't walk in there together. One had to get in, and if the other one had to get out, you had to get up and let them out.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. It is 18 minutes after the hour, and you are listening to Window World Studio with Tracy and Friends. They sponsor us. Fred Moran, great family, great guy, community leader. Met him when I was in Rotary. And he's a stand-up person, and if you're going to get windows and you're going to get replacement windows and siding and home improvement, you call Window World Youngstown, and you can call them at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW.
And tell them the Tracy sent you.
And tell them what?
Tracy sent you.
Who that?
That'd how about Tracy and Friends then?
We send people to Fred.
Fred is my man. I like Fred.
Yeah. I love Fred and Lucy.
They're great.
How long have you known Fred and Lucy?
I've known Fred and Lucy for 20 years, 30 years, long time.
Now, when I say Fred and Lucy.
When he was young, he was, you know.
Now you're going to get me in trouble. But now, Fred and Lucy, listen, when you say Fred and Lucy, you know who comes to my mind first?
Yeah. The Mertz.
Ethel Mertz.
Ethel Mertz, and, yeah.
And
Lucy, or at Lucy.
You're telling your age, Tracy.
I don't know the Gordon man who sold furniture.
You
do. I don't know the Gordon man that sold furniture on the side of the road in Sharon and got a bridge named after him.
I was watching him on television this morning.
Who?
Lucy and
Lucy and Fred.
Oh, yeah, I love
Lucy. Wait a minute, Lucy and Fred Moran or Lucy and Fred?
I was watching Ethel and Fred Mertz and Lucy and Desi.
Question for you.
Uh oh.
I have some questions for you guys. Who Beto?
Beto O'Rourke.
Okay, Beto said that he is the great hope of the earth. Can you please explain who Beto? I don't know who Beto is. Who's Beto?
Is that his statement?
That's what he said.
There
was a little tiny caption, and I was listening to it this morning, and he announced that he's going to run on the Democrat side.
I was born to do this,
and he's the great hope of earth. And can you please tell me who's Beto?
Beto is from the planet Xenon, and it doesn't make any sense. and difference what he's doing, because he's illegally here on Earth. He cannot run for office.
Yeah, he was here 1,000 years ago when they built those pyramids.
Yes,
he's the one whose pictures on the wall.
5,000.
Yeah.
But who is he?
Well, he's he's a city councilman from El Paso.
Yeah,
Texas.
And then he's a 3-time member of the House of Representatives.
Yeah, because his father-in-law or somebody that bought his position.
Yeah.
He was bought.
Wait a minute, hold on. Is he one of the ones indicted for the college buy-in?
No, that's another one that Lyle Walter hates, but we'll get to that in a minute.
So Beto paid his way in, like the Lyle Walter people
Beto,
that paid their way in?
No, not Beto. Beto's relatives.
Oh, Beto.
Beto was goofy. And if you look at, he's still goofy.
Why is he goofy?
They're talking about he's the new Barack Obama.
He can't be the new Barack Obama. He told me he was the great hope of the earth.
Barack Obama
was hoping change.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh, he was.
Same difference.
I thought he was trying to be the new John Kennedy.
Well, he's trying to be that too, because he looks young like the Kennedy.
He's young like the Kennedy. But I watched him this morning on TV.
Hey,
and those on Facebook can say that, because those arms are going tung 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 tung. Young and white. And they're already complaining. The left is already telling you're too male and you're too white.
Oh, there you go.
Well, how do you get too male and too whoa? Okay. Explain to me, that's like being too black. Why do you get too white?
Well,
Ain't white white?
They like all these things, like it's like being a white Hispanic. I've never figured that one out yet.
Well,
he would be a white Hispanic. If you're from Venezuela, that must be a white Hispanic. Where's Beto?
Well, I think, is this Cuban?
Is his family Cuban?
No, he's Irish. Yes, yeah, what did I say?
So why is he called Beto?
He named himself Beto.
Is that his real name?
No.
Oh, what's his name? That's not Mary Francis, is it?
It might be William Francis or something like that.
No, his name is Francis. It's the same name as the guy on the House of Cards.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have fun with that. Oh, my goodness. He's the same as Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. So,
Beto is a 24-carat idiot.
Beto is getting ready to make me famous.
Okay, that might
be. Beto and tying him with House of Cards and Kevin Spacey, because that's his real name, and he nicknamed himself Beto. Oh my goodness, it sounds like a what is a Beto?
Is that an acronym?
Hispanic nickname.
If your name ended in the ETO, the nickname was Beto.
Is that racist?
I don't know.
It's Lyle Walter-ish.
But in fairness to him, he did not pick that name. His parents did that to him when he was younger.
So that's his nickname.
He had to differentiate himself from the other.
So that's his nickname.
I'm glad you said that.
Okay.
I was blaming him.
That I can handle. I can, because when you have no control over what people call you.
Well, they did. They started when he was small because they were differentiating him from the other ETO because of his middle name, which might be Robert. I'm gonna have to look that up.
We'll look it up. I'm not in position. My phone is not acting like it should.
I thought his name was Francis.
Well, we're gonna find Robert Francis.
We're gonna find Francis Robert O'Rourke.
If I type in Beto, this is gonna. It comes up. Beto O'Rourke. This is so exciting. Look at this over here. We've got Politico, New York Times.
Robert Francis. Robert Francis.
Robert Francis. And it's the Robert that's the problem. I think his father was Robert or his grandfather.
Why is that his problem?
Because, you know, we would say Junior or, you know, so they just used Beto to differentiate.
So it's just a nickname.
Yeah.
Oh, I can get along with nicknames.
Yeah. I
won't knock him for a nickname, but I will knock him if he names himself.
I thought Barack Hussein was bad, but Robert Francis.
No. The worst one is the Colorado guy.
Well, Hickenlooper.
You can't do a Hickenlooper.
Oh, President Hickenlooper.
I will never. His name will be Hickenlooper. You know, Kathy Lopper.
Yeah.
What is that, German?
I don't know what it is.
Hickenlooper.
Maybe it might be Dutch.
It might be Dutch, yeah. Same difference, really, but it's very close.
Yeah. But Beto's a walking, I mean, he is a walking textbook progressive socialist.
Yeah.
And he believes the earth is going to end. I mean, we're going to go save the earth. We're going to save the earth. We're going to do the last best hope to save the earth.
You see, he said he was the great hope of the earth. What do you expect?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Did you see he and his wife this morning as he announced?
Oh, poor woman didn't say a word.
What's wrong with that?
She just... She was so happy to see us.
What else was she supposed to do?
So, Beto, why are you running? Because I was born for this. I just have to. I'm going to give you credit. So he is probably an outstanding politician, but you wouldn't want him holding any office because you could be a good politician.
So he's like AOC.
Yeah.
Because AOC's got it down.
It's all charisma. It's all smoke, no fire.
But now, hold on. Now, they say the same thing about President Trump, too.
Oh, they can't say that about President Trump because Trump got numbers. See, that's a big difference.
What do you mean numbers? What do you mean?
He has numbers. He's
a following.
Following. He has numbers. He's got things that he's done. He's accomplished things.
This guy's accomplished something.
No,
he's
accomplished nothing.
Hold on. Now, wait a minute, Jeff. I don't even know who he is, but you just told me that he was a councilman and a congressman.
Yeah.
So
his father bought his congressman.
He didn't do anything as congressman.
Right. He didn't do anything.
He was like Barack. He voted present.
So let me ask you this. Now, I was at did an interview last week, and they were asking me about Tim Ryan and him running.
Timmy.
Tim Ryan may have found somebody that has done less than him. How many members are in the House? In the House of Representatives?
I don't know, but
435.
Yeah, 435.
But then this has got to be 434 and 435 right down over. Take your pick as to which is which.
Okay, I'm changing subjects. Okay, let's go to. Give me a dart and put it on the wall.
Let's talk about Lori Loughlin. I want to talk about Lori Loughlin.
Who's Lori Loughlin?
Who's Lori Loughlin?
She's the one that was on. With the Full House, was that was that the name
okay.
of the program?
She
got caught in that admission scandal.
Yeah,
Lohan
admissions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Lindsay Lohan?
Her and her husband gave the $500,000 to get her two daughters.
Oh, was it them? They were kids.
Yeah,
it was their kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they gave this guy $500,000 to get her two kids in the USC, and they got them. And I love the story because this morning I almost fell out of my chair. So they gave this guy got them in by claiming that they were going to be on the crew team. You know the crew team? This is the whitest of the white, the rowing team. We're going to row, okay? They've never rowed anything in their life, but they're going to go on to the rowing team, and that's how they got into USC. So these two, she gets on TV after she gets admitted to USC and says, I don't want an education. I don't want to go to school. I'm here to party, and I want to, party.
And then she had to take it back.
In the meantime, because of that, she's gained a million some followers on YouTube, and she's making money hand over fist because now she's a celebrity. So now mom and dad get arrested last week. Because of this bribery thing. You know where she was when they got arrested?
Hanging out.
You know where she was hanging out?
Where?
She was hanging out in the Bahamas with the chairman of the Board of Trustees of the University of Southern California on his $100 million yacht.
Oh.
What's wrong with that?
a little conflict of interest.
What conflict of interest?
So that opens up the question. How far does this corruption go within the university system when they tried to say this was her friend? You mean to tell me that guy didn't know that this girl never probably stuck her toe in a bathtub, let alone rowed a boat?
I'm going to take a break, guys, because that was just too much information for me. Because you remember, I don't have a TV, so I'm limited. That was just too much information. But this has been going on for 100 years, and my question is, why is it a crime now? You listen
it
to Tracy
has
and Friends.
You
listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. I really did not. I really thought that this has been going on. What do you mean is this is going to this level? So why can't
this
we have
this level? There's no way. There's no way.
This girl's 19 years old. What is she doing on this boat with this guy?
She's been living on the boat by herself.
Well, supposedly there were some other girls there.
Have to be.
How old was she? How old is she?
One of them was the chairman's daughter.
Well, a friend. That's just normal. That's just their life.
Yeah, she's from money. They probably went to the same little boarding schools together or whatever.
So how far up does this corruption go?
All the way, and all the way through. Because remember, it's multiple universities, multiple people doing multiple things. But my question is, this has been going on for decades.
Yeah.
So why are we surprised now? The problem is we got social media that brought it out, but it's been going on. Do you have any politicians that have paid their kids' way into college?
Mm-hmm. We'll get back on the air.
You on the air.
Oh, okay. We're still.
We're just not. Remember, you never go off.
Okay. So they CNN. Some of the commentators on CNN came in and started blaming Trump's Justice Department.
Yes.
For letting them getting away with it for 2 years. This investigation has been going on since 2011. This investigation has been going on for 8 long years.
A long time.
Which
really chaps my hide because it was his Justice Department that dropped the bomb on him.
Yeah.
And so these people need to just stop it. You know, they're getting ready to to melt down here in just a little while.
I agree.
Because when these criminal reforms come out, it's going to be really.
What do you mean? What criminal reforms? What are you talking about?
Devin Nunes and them had done some work before they lost position, and in that work, they found that the FBI and the DOJ were replete in lying to the FISA court to get information to so that they could observe Carter Page. Well, Carter Page never did anything, and they know it, and they know he never did, but it didn't matter. They lied and got this information and then thought they'd never get caught.
And everybody knew it.
Everybody knew it.
They could prove everybody knew it.
So
and
they released Lisa Page's testimony 2 days ago.
Right.
And all of that sitting right there in the testimony.
What was the most juicy one?
Which
that
one?
The Obama Justice Department told the FBI they're not to prosecute.
Do
Hillary
not
Clinton.
Prosecute Hillary
That's
Clinton.
Loretta Finch, Loretta Lynch.
Loretta, you remember when I told you a long time ago that if nobody else got it, Loretta Lynch was going to go to jail?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she's about to go to jail.
They're one step away from.
They're going to throw her under the bus.
Yeah. They threw her under the bus Monday.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's
Friday.
Going into the election year. They're going to go into this. Trump was smart.
He held things out a long time.
And that's not even
the biggest.
Yeah, there's a lot more coming.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We are brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. Please let them know that Tracy and Friends sent you. Give them a call at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW, or you can call them locally here at 330-726-0200. Get Jeff Green and Mark Manchi in studio with me and want you to call and be with us. The phone lines, I believe, are working perfectly now.
Yes, Lassie.
I think I can get my authors and people to call in, and I can start doing interviews again. Life is going to be good.
The Irish Prime Minister is visiting America just in time for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, geez, that's right. That's coming up this weekend.
Yes, sir. Because myself, Jeff O'Greeny will be celebrating St. Patrick's
Day. That means
Day
he's getting paid. He's getting paid. He's playing somewhere.
Somewhere he's going to be getting paid.
What part of Ireland are you from?
The little island on the outside. You know there's an island of black Irishmen.
Oh, really?
Irishmen.
Honestly?
On the India side.
Jeff, tell
the story, please. Jeff, please tell the story so we can knock everybody's shoes off.
Okay.
Nobody wants to believe the black story.
Nobody wants to believe this.
No.
Okay. During you had that the triad, and they were shipping people out of Africa.
Yeah.
And so when they stopped shipping people out of Africa, the slaves that were on their way to different places got stuck in different places. One was Puerto Rico, but one was right off the coast of Ireland.
Really?
Yes.
Boy, you learn something every day.
Oh, absolutely.
And so St. Pat was who?
St. Patrick came out of this group of people. St. Patrick was black.
Here we go.
Well, I'll tell you
name. I thought he was Italian.
No. He's not Italian.
No.
So that's who I am. I'm Jeff O'Grady.
No, wait a
on
minute.
St. Patrick's
Jeffrey,
Day.
No, wait a minute. We tell this story every year.
Yeah.
Yes.
And every year I try to convince Irish people that St. Pat was black. So I go in the parade and I'm trying to convince them. So I'm talking to Joyce Kilpest. I got to call her name out. And I'm at the Board of Elections, and Joyce is the director of the Board of Elections, and I sit on the board with her. And I'm telling her that I want to join some kind of organization that's Irish here, and you have to be Irish to be in it. I said, or be of Irish descent. So I'm telling Joyce, I said, Joyce, I want to be the new grand in the parade. They have the grand marshal.
Yeah.
You can't be the grand marshal unless you're Irish. And so I'm trying to become the Grand Marshal for the new for St. Patrick's Day for next year. She tells me I can't because I'm Irish. So I said,
Irish.
No, I'm not Irish. I said, well, listen, my grandmother's last name is McCarley. Is that Irish? Sounds like Irish to me. But then I had to be Catholic, so I got to go talk to Bishop Murray because we got to work that out. So I want to be the first African-American Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade of Youngstown.
I was going to tell you, call Elizabeth Warren. She'll tell you how to do it.
I need listen here. So
is that really your grandmother's last name?
Yeah,
really,
McCarley.
I'm sure. You know, if depending on where your family comes, there were a lot of Irish down south.
Yes,
you know,
well,
there's going to be Irish blood.
It could be Irish.
That's
blood.
What I mean.
Yeah. And it could also be, you know, that you had an Irish slave owner.
Yeah,
family. You know, but
well, as light as my family is, as we go, trust me, along the way, somebody got stuck in the well. So my question is. My question is, why can't I be the Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade and then actually tell the story of St. Patrick being black?
Because nobody would come and there would be riots in the streets. That's why.
But it would be so much fun.
Well, listen, you may be able to pull that off. So, you know.
When?
I don't know.
When
you never
donkeys
know.
Fly.
I don't know. There's...
Okay, because that was just small. That's stupid. So let's go to the next one.
I'm practicing my
Beto move. Yeah, this is the Beto move.
Is this the Beto move?
The Beto move. And just as your actor Julius Smollett pleads, he pleaded not guilty.
I could have told you that. Who goes?
Okay,
Mark, tell us. You're a lawyer.
Yeah.
Please tell everybody, and they get under my skin. I'm not a lawyer, but tell them that when you go into your arraignment. It's seldom ever on the first arraignment does any walk in and say, I'm guilty.
Seldom. If he tried to do it, the judge wouldn't let him.
See, so why do people sit up, he pled not guilty? Duh. Everybody pleads not guilty at arraignment. Please explain that.
Not guilty.
People don't understand that. And the news makes a big deal out of him walking to a courtroom with his entourage.
Yeah.
Pleading not guilty.
Smalley's out of here.
Smalley stupid.
Smalley is out of here.
Smalley stupid.
Yeah.
It's going to have bad. It's going to have blowback on Empire, and Empire's going to lose their show.
No. Wow. No. Empire's not going to lose anything because they're going to kick him straight off.
He's already gone. I don't know how.
No, he's gone. Only the last two.
No, they said he's gone. He's gone. They wrote him off. He's not on, and he's gone.
I know that they wrote him out of the last two shows. I don't.
He's
think
gone.
He was
almost gone when he made up the storyline.
And the same is going to happen with Lori Loughlin up at Hallmark. I mean, she was.
With Lori Loughlin, is that the Hallmark girl?
Yeah, she's one of their.
Which
major
one is
stars.
It? Is the blondie? Or is it the dark skinned one?
No,
the dark haired one.
She's not dark. Well, she's got like kind of reddish hair, reddish brown hair.
What's her name again?
Lori Loughlin.
Lori
Loughlin, and she's one of the star. She's one of the stalwarts, main stars. She's supposed to be in every other movie they make, and she was up in Vancouver filming. She was worried about going to Vancouver. I said, honey,
don't worry
about going to Vancouver, man. They're going to block you from coming into Canada. They're not going to want you anymore.
Oh, she is the blonde one. She's the one who does all the Snappy White Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
done.
Major White Christmas movie.
Told you they should have put a black woman in there. just like John should have married a black woman. John Kennedy.
Yeah.
I keep on telling you guys, John should have married black. He'd have never been dead.
You don't have that yacht down in the Bahamas?
I don't have a yacht.
That her daughter was found on?
Yeah.
That yacht had Window World's windows in it.
Are you serious?
No.
Fred was down there. Fred was seen.
Okay, I'm going somewhere else. You guys are special.
Okay, where are you,
you
going?
You guys are special.
I
want
inquiring minds want to know.
I want to go to Liawatha because I don't know what she did. Who's Liawatha?
Liawatha was talking about the good old people that cheated on, you know.
Who's Liawatha?
Well,
oh, Pocahontas.
That has, yeah.
Oh, Elizabeth Warren.
Pocahontas.
Oh, so who named her Liawatha?
Liawatha. I named her Liawatha.
That's why I don't know who she is.
You ought to know who Liawatha is.
She's Pocahontas.
She's Pocahontas.
What did she do? What's wrong with her?
She got mad. She said they asked her a question about the people that paid their kids away through school.
Yeah.
We were just talking about.
How much slack is she going to give them?
Well, she said, well, what do you think about that? Do you have any sympathy for them? She said, no, not one bit. She went to school.
And then she expounded on it.
Yes.
These
further.
People need to be criminalized and blah, blah, blah.
Did she say all that?
Yeah.
She said
I'm right there. I'm there.
My mouth was on the floor, too. I said, Pocahontas, you really don't know what you're saying, do you? Because
didn't
you,
she do the same thing?
She did worse.
That is the definition of chutzpah.
She took money from somebody that could have been going to school for being an Indian out of their hands by lying and saying that she was an American Indian and got her school paid for. See, that's the one.
I'm stunned. I'm there looking. Can this woman know what she's saying?
Is that the same way that they brought in Michael Cohen to throw President Trump under the bus, and the only one that got thrown under the bus was them and him?
Yeah, and now Elijah Cummings is mad because Cohen didn't give him what he wanted.
Cohen couldn't give him what he wanted because he wanted him to lie. But he didn't lie. But if he had said, he would have lied. And if he had lied, he wouldn't have known that he lied. And we wouldn't know where the truth is.
Nobody's going to know this or understand this or believe
it. Is it
told last week that Cohen might not make it through jail. Okay? And I said, well, why not? He said, because he started opening his mouth to things. And so I said, okay. I said, what family, you know, is saying this about this? Because, you know, he's interspersed with people in the underworld. And they said, did you see the guy that got killed yesterday or
no.
last night? The mob
guy. Well, the mob guy. The
mob
guy. The house. Yeah.
That's the family they said was going to probably take him out in prison.
They shot that guy right in front of his house. I thought I was watching the local news.
Hey.
And here I was watching the national news.
Jeez, oh man. You know, listen, Mark.
What?
You can't say that out loud.
Why? Why?
What do you mean you thought you were watching the local news? What are you trying to say?
Well, you thought you were in Chicago.
This is not. These are not the days of yesteryear.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Everything old's new again. They're shooting the Gambino family.
That's somewhere else, not in Youngstown.
That's where our
mafia left. Our mafia left. What was his name? The old guy? And the black guy.
Wait a minute.
And the other guy.
Tracy told me I'm not to tune out, so I'm just going to turn my back on her as she say, when the mob left Youngstown, like they really went somewhere.
Yeah, they left. The FBI came in, I guess, about 10 years ago, and they got, what was his name, the old man?
Hey,
and they got the black guy.
Biondillo,
and they got
the low-level racketeer.
No, and they got the young guy, and they got the Italian, they got the old guy,
okay,
and they got the black guy. And the guy who shot Paul Gaines, and when they got them all, they got out of town. They packed up and they left. They said they're not going to be here no more. Didn't they do that?
All I know is when
no.
I woke up this morning and I went and saw the TV, they were talking about this mobster being shot in front of the house, and they had the cameras in front of the house.
Jeez.
And the house looked like it belonged on the north side of Youngstown.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, my God, here we go again.
I'm trying to move to the north side.
We haven't had a racketeer blown up
yeah.
for a long,
long
time.
Long time, yeah.
Well,
well
we had
a
shot
him.
They shot him.
Yeah,
they shot
him.
Joey.
Yeah. They shot Joey.
That's been a while back.
Yeah. I was in the Bahamas when that happened.
That's been a while back.
And Joey, I like Joey.
Is that, was that your alibi? You were in the Bahamas?
Yeah. My alibi. Uh-oh.
I have a question. I got to go back to Beto for a minute. Is Beto a capitalist?
No.
No.
He says I is.
He's a progressive. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
He's a progressive, and progressives lie and say that they're capitalists when they're not. They are nothing but socialists, and socialism destroys the ability for you to make or create wealth. So if you don't have the ability to create wealth, all you're doing is paring down until there's nothing left. And that's when there's riots in the street, like in Venezuela. Okay?
I'm going to take a break real quick. When I come back, I'm going to ask you about the Brexit. Venezuela.
Oh, Lord.
You're listening to Tracy and
I
Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number is 516-595-8258. We will be right back.
And you know what the
You called us the mafia again. Mark, we have cleansed our ways.
No, we haven't.
Not at all.
come to one of my family reunions and then talk to me.
Damn cool. I'm trying to show the world that Youngstown is.
No.
Youngstown is.
No.
Youngstown is anew. We've been born again.
Yeah.
Haven't we been born again?
No.
Y'all, you're not working with me. I'm trying to build.
Yeah. And?
You're a greedy dog.
Yes.
Ate that bone. Wouldn't let nobody get near her and eat that bone. And now she's over here begging, like looking up to me. You got any more of that chicken?
Can I get anything else?
Get some more?
Patches. Patches.
Cujo.
Patches, baby. Are you in here? I thought
no,
you're not
she
done.
Just walked back out.
You're not done with your bone yet. I know. It's bigger than she is.
I'm going to get that bone, and she's gonna be madder than.
You know, the interesting thing about Beto and AOC, they both.
You got to talk to the mic, Mark, because we can't hear you.
Okay, they both come from really privileged families.
Yes,
and that is, I think, telling. How do you come out that way, from
Excuse
the background
me?
That they have?
Hold on, who Beto?
Yeah,
Beto and AOC.
And
AOC, yeah,
they come from means.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So. I'm rich. I live well. Let me tell you how to live. But you can't have my life because we're going to give you somebody else's life?
You got it. These people, and I think, you know, when I'm looking at this whole thing going on in the Democratic Party, what I'm seeing is a bunch of people who are absolutely ignorant as to, A, what socialism is, and, B, how the country is supposed to work. And most of it's because, and that goes to Lori Loughlin and the privilege and the money, so many people are so spoiled and coming out of the schools stupid.
Yeah.
Let me come back up. Hey, you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number is 516-595-8258. Jeff Green and Mark Manji's in studio. Want to thank Window World for being one of our sponsors. They are the best when it comes to replacement windows. And
tell Fred
they
got
are the
Fred,
best.
Fred's got to send us down to the Bahamas to sell windows to that guy. I'll go for Fred. Fred can send me to the Bahamas and I'll sell windows for him down there.
That means you have to fly, Mark.
I'll fly to the Bahamas.
Okay.
That guy's on a $100 million yacht.
I ran into somebody the other day, and I found that they own a private island.
Yeah.
I didn't know people don't really – I thought that stuff was television.
What?
That stuff is real. Let me go back to Fred Moran, because Fred, instead of owning windows and islands, you know what he does?
What?
He comes here and he gives philanthropically to a lot of things locally.
Yes, he does.
Things that you don't know, the Moran family actually helps underwrite. In a lot of ways, whether it be through volunteerism, whether it be through workforce, or whether it be through dollars and cents.
Yeah.
And you need to support those who support you locally. So when you need any type of home remodeling and or window replacements, doors, screen doors, and give him a call at Window World. Question for you. What are sanctuary crimes?
Sanctuary crimes?
Yeah.
Over the last 2 days or 3 days, you had illegal aliens, one who they tried to deport 9 times. times for different trips. He stopped and then killed. I don't know whether he raped her, but he did attack this woman, stabbed and strangled her to death. Okay, and they caught him finally, and they have him in custody. And nine times he was in jail for other things, and ICE released him before. I mean, not ICE, but the sanctuary cities that he was caught in.
When releasing?
Released him before ICE could get there to deport him because they're sanctuary cities. See, this is going too far. Then another one just yesterday raped a little 12-year-old
girl.
12-year-old
girl.
Brutally.
Was this Georgia or Alabama? It was one of those,
Alabama.
So
Alabama.
Let's explain sanctuary cities, because I mean, the reason why I'm doing this is because a lot of times we assume we know what things are based on only what's on television, but that's not what a sanctuary city. What is a sanctuary city?
Well, the ostensibly they're set up to allow people to talk to the police without fear of being arrested.
Reprisal.
Yeah, in dealing with crime in the areas. That's the basis for these kinds of statutes. The problem is that these statutes were really put in for political purposes, and they don't work. Expanding on them, and it's reached the point now where police in these cities or counties or states are forbidden from cooperating with ICE. End of story.
Their laws.
You get arrested, you're an illegal. Even if you're violent, we're not telling ICE that you're there. And that is, you know, that's a political statement. And it, you know, it's an all political statements like that in the kind of world we live in today. You're having over and over again, it's almost daily now, of people being robbed, beat up, raped, or killed by these M13s. Is that the name of the gang?
It's just general
criminals.
Yeah. General criminals that get across the border because they can walk across.
Nine times that guy came back.
Yeah,
and we don't do anything about it.
No.
Well, so let me ask.
They had orders to deport him nine times, but the sanctuary cities let him go.
But this is procedural. And I said this the last night. We were talking about this last night because we were talking about health care, Medicaid, Medicare. My problem with a lot of things, and when it comes to ICE and Homeland Security and things on that order, I've got a friend named Al. Al had been here 40 years and had been trying to get in through the process. They have fleeced him of $150,000, 30 years of him trying to become of legal status, going through wearing ankle bracelets, doing all of that, and can't get access, can't find a sanctuary city, can't do any of that, and they ship you out. But then you have people that are like these people who are – they're criminals. And instead of us sending them back to where they belong, making sure that they do not come back into our country, we allow sanctuary for them, and that's procedures. And for some reason, whether it be Republican administrations or Democrat administrations, nobody will deal with procedures.
It's not a procedure. Nobody's dealing with it because you're wrong, Tracy. It's not procedure. It's masked. It's political activity masked as procedure. And there's a big difference.
What is the difference?
They're using the procedure to shelter their ultimate political goals.
I think you missed what I said. My question is, procedurally, they should have been exited out immediately, and it should be, and because remember, we've got too many illegals here. If it's been nine times, it's been longer than President Trump has paid attention to immigration, him being in office.
Yeah, because, you know,
am I right?
Part of the problem is, Tracy,
yes and no.
Part of the problem is that we're focused on things like the wall. The question you're talking about is the existence of the current immigration law, which is a mess to start with.
Correct.
And nobody is addressing the core issue, which is the asylum sections of the law that allow these people to come in and just walk, and then that's the end of it.
But again, procedural issues, because again, you people that need asylum can't get it. It's like Social Security.
Well,
you have people that need Social Security that have a hard time getting on, and you got people that are on that shouldn't be there.
You don't have it because you have these forces. It's like the cartels are trying to get people to bum rush the border United States. Why? Because as these people come into the country and disappear into the woodwork, they're bringing in things and messages and product and people that disappear into the
Correct.
Fabric of the United States. That's what they're doing this for. These people didn't just say, oh, my, we're going to get up and go to the United States one day, and then you have 2,000-3,000 people marching 3,000 miles to come into the border.
Through a country that says you can stay here if you want
to. If you want to, and they said, never mind, we got to go.
But again,
we're going to the United States.
And what I'm saying to you is what I can't comprehend is procedurally, why have we not changed?
Because
they don't want to.
They
Tracy.
Don't want to.
That's deliberate. That's deliberately made that way.
Deliberately, and by how many administrations?
A lot. And that's on bodies.
There's two different reasons for why.
And that's what I'm asking you. Why would we do that?
One, the Republicans want cheap labor, so the chambers of commerce, and the Democrats want future voters.
That's right. Cheap votes, cheap labor. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's all this is.
They want somebody to save. And so, therefore, they don't care what happens to these people. They say they care, but they don't care.
And so what we just said and what you just said, we watched the news. Tell me, out of all of the 24-hour news cycles, all the social media, why isn't stuff like that brought to the forefront of the American people to make them stop and say, you're being manipulated by a system through your emotions, but this is really what's going on here?
Well, first of all, the major networks, the popularly referred to as the media, aren't going to do it because they know the truth and they don't want the truth to get out.
No.
And you come over to the Republican side and you look at Fox News, they will talk about it from time to time. But over the last 4 or 5 months, it's gotten worse. They never talk about the flaws in the laws.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
The problem.
They talk about the infringement, but they don't talk about the other.
You've got to, you know, you can build all the walls you want.
Right.
But you've got to take care of the core cause, and everybody's ignoring that because nobody wants to deal with it.
So if we don't deal with the core cause, we'll never deal with the problem. The problem, we will just have a big wall.
And you want to know why they don't want to deal with the core cause? Because the Democrats, they want the votes. The Republicans want the labor, and the lobbyists are writing checks.
Did you hear on the voting rights bill that the Democrats passed in the House that Nancy Pelosi said, well, and we think these people are so important to us that they need to vote. They need to have a voice. No, you don't need to have a voice. You need to get out of here and come back here legally. Illegal aliens need to have a voice.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Stop. You can't have illegal people voting in your neighborhood.
They already are.
They already are.
Okay, the same song, Jeff.
58,000 voted in the last election in Texas alone.
These are the people in the neighborhood. In the neighborhood.
Yeah.
In your neighborhood. You can't have – it's like me joining the – me walking into a Mason meeting talking about I'm going to vote tomorrow.
Well, they're doing it legally in a number of cities already for particularly school board elections.
Mark, okay, let me go back to what I said. I'm going to go to a Masonic meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm a female.
Yeah.
And I'm going to vote.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ. I just want to know.
You can disappear that way, you know that.
That's just what I'm saying. So why don't you get to come to the United States and be an illegal alien and vote? I got to go.
Go
listen to Tracy and Friends.
The Irish thing first.
You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. And the call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll see you on tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be Friday. God bless you. Have a good day, and we'll see you then.
Y'all crazy.
I tell you what was crazy.
What's that?
You could if y'all could have saw Joyce's face when I told her I wanted to meet the trend.
Well, you go get yourself an ancestry thing.
Yeah, but go get so see if you have some Irish blood.
Yeah,
in you
go
for
see
real.
If you got some Irish blood. Well, then that you why not?
Well, you still should go here. I like Joyce too.